This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Dude, I couldn't stop crying that day. And he asked my parents to, so I could be his girlfriend. He asked them
¿Pidió
for permission.
Permiso? Normalmente ya muchos hombres ahora ya no piden permiso, eso. Piden perdón ya cuando las embarazan. Everyone, I'm your host, Alan Eist, and welcome to Noche de Pendejadas, your favorite talk show turned podcast where I go ahead and bring your favorite influencers pa platicar y posiblemente sacarle sus trapitos al sol. Please help me welcome tonight's guest, Marlene Dizzle.
Oh my God, hi.
Hello, friend. You guys, por si ustedes no saben, this is your second time on the show,
dude.
Pero es tu primera vez solita.
Solita, wey. So estoy poquita nerviosa.
Está un poquito nerviosa. Ya saben que antes de que platiquemos, güey, vamos a tomarnos un shot a petición de Marlene. Marlene was like, do you have like a tequila shot or something?
Dude, I was like, no me quiero ver como una peda.
Ah, you're like, but you are. I'm just kidding. No, honestamente, you know what's crazy? I stopped doing the shots on the show because a lot of people weren't down to drink.
Oh my God.
So like, to me, I love that. Like, I love like the, ay, tú, tómate tu pinche shot para que se te salga lo que se tenga que salir.
Ah, desahoga también.
So, como pueden ver, you guys, aquí tenemos el shot. Yo supuestamente no iba a tomar, amigas.
He's like, you want me to take one with you? I'm like,
duh. Yeah, yo pensaba que nomás le iba a ver a ella tomársela, you guys, but I'm like, you know what? Me voy a tomar un shot con ella. Lista, okay, para arriba, para abajo, para el centro y para adentro. Mmm. Not us taking a shot at 10 a.m., bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys do not want to know the time right now, girl.
Ya después de ese pinche shot, I feel like it's going to start kicking in very, very soon, especially for me, bitch, because I get drunk really quick.
Anything.
Me either.
So I'm like, for sure going to be buzzed right now.
I'm like, good. Ah, para que se le salga todo. No, pero en verdad, I am so excited to have you here. La primera vez que te tuvimos, can I confess something?
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so if you guys go back to the episode with Marlene and Adam, even though I had a great time, you want to know that that's probably one of my least favorite episodes. Pero
why?
No por ustedes, no por ustedes.
No, por ustedes.
No te preocupes. I loved y'all. No, because remember we were having a lot of difficulty with the audio. Yes, yeah, so yo me acuerdo que en ese tiempo, you guys, estábamos grabando con otros tipos de micrófonos.
Yes.
And a veces escuchaba Marlene, a veces escuchaba Adam. Like, it was just a disaster.
You were almost not going to upload it. Huh?
Yeah, I was almost not going to upload it, but I was like, you know what? Like, en ese tiempo, Adam ni vivía aquí.
I
was like, you know what? I don't think Adam has plans
like,
de venir.
Ah,
you're like, now it's going up. I'm like, que la gente hable del pinche audio, chinga su madre, pero que se sube, se sube.
And people were like,
yes, a lot of people were complaining.
Like, focus on us.
I'm like, fuck that. No, but the audio was really bad, you guys.
I didn't really notice it.
I'm like,
maybe because all my videos are like that.
Marlene's like, that was actually my favorite episode of all your seasons. But I think it was because I had a hard time like trying to make it work. I feel like because cuando el audio is off, it wasn't that it was even off. It was just like, let's say Marlene's talking right now. No se escuchaba para nada, güey.
It was like different types of like audio.
Yeah, it just sounded very off. But you know what? Sabes que por eso traje Adam alone y ahora trajimos a la Marlene. Y pues yo estoy listo para el chisme. I feel like whenever you're able to talk solitos, I feel like it's more personal.
Intimate, huh?
Yes, because like cuando entrevisto a dos personas, me encanta, but it's more like yo quiero enfocarme en ti. So hoy para esto me traje a Marlene, you guys, porque hoy le quiero sacar todo y quiero conocerte un poquito más. I've been knowing you for how long? Ya tiempo, ya, ¿no?
Como 2 years, ¿no?
Más, ¿no crees? Ah, mira, infancia. Habla como
5 años.
Habla, yo me acuerdo que te cargué, amiga. No, but I've been knowing you for a while now.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
So, ya después de conocer, but you know what's crazy? Even though I know you for like a while, like, siento que todavía te puedo conocer un poquito más. Ah, so por eso te traje.
Porque no somos como, ah.
Porque no somos amigos. No, yeah, no, but for real.
We hang out and stuff, but like, no sabemos como our deepest secrets.
Yes, y hoy los quiero saber, amigas. No, but that's true though. Like, I feel like it's very normal for people on social media to be like, oh, se juntan, they must be best of friends. Pero no, you guys, yo cuando miro a Merlin, ha de ser que en eventos.
En eventos.
Pero así, al chile, al chile, que nos miremos todos los días o que nos textemos todos los días, tampoco. So today, me la traje, you guys. So antes de que empecemos, I feel like everybody already knows who the fuck you are, but No, pero antes de que empecemos con el, me fucking the tequila already hitting, bitch. I'm like, where the fuck, what am I supposed to say? I'm taking out my notes.
I'm like,
what is
secrets?
The script say to ask her? No, okay, antes de que empecemos con el episodio de hoy, you guys, I'm gonna go ahead and hand it over to Merlin para que ella nos diga un poquito más de quién es y qué hace.
Okay, guys, so for those of you guys who may not know me, because Alan was hyping me up too much, my name's Merlin Mendez, and I do social media, so I do, like, lifestyle, beauty, fashion content on my TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. And sometimes I bring in my family to do TikToks with me. Like, you guys might see my dad or my mom or even my brothers doing TikToks with me. Porque me los jalo. I'm like, you guys need to come and work también.
Si yo trabajo, ustedes también.
No, but yeah, I do it all. And yeah.
I feel like you do a little bit of everything. Your TikToks with your dad, though.
Oh my God, I love
them. How does he get them so good? Es mejor TikToker que yo.
Dude, it takes us so many tries, but we get it.
But
I'm
he's
like,
good at it.
Good. I'm like, you're natural.
No, literally. Though. En verdad no, que sí, yeah. Porque hasta yo, you guys, a veces con TikTok me estreso, güey.
Dude, me too.
Bitch, you make it look easy.
Well, it's because I feel like that was the first app that I learned how to, like, actually be on. Pero it's still hard. Like, the new trends keep coming and you're like, oh my God, I need to keep up. I need to keep up. I need to keep up.
I totally feel like when you first started TikTok, it's totally different now.
Oh my God, yes. It was all like dances.
Yes. Y ahora ya no puros envíos, güey.
Yeah.
So ya vamos a empezar con el chisme. Ya chinga su madre. Ya dejar de hablar de... Yo ya la conozco. So, a ver, yo quiero saber, how was Marlene growing up? How were you? ¿Cómo era tu infancia? ¿Cómo fue tu juventud? Dinos todo, amiga.
I think I had a really good, like, infancia growing up because my parents were always like working. Nunca nos dejaron saber that they were struggling, even though maybe they did struggle, but they never like let us know that. It's funny because it didn't hit me that you had to work really hard to have things until when I was older and I started working myself.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because para nosotros it was like, oh, my mom was always working. We saw that, but we never saw, like, the struggles.
Yeah.
My parents have a business now, but they didn't start it until, like, when my little brother was born. So when he was born, they started their business, and that's when I started seeing, like, how much they would work. And I love seeing that part of them because I love seeing them grow as well.
Yeah.
They would always como cambiar oficinas. And they would start growing and growing and growing and growing. And I'd be like, oh, my God, like, they're doing super good.
Yeah.
You know, so they always taught me, like, if you want to do good in life, you have to work hard for it. When I was growing up and they would work a lot, nos dejaban solos because they didn't have, a babysitter. So nos dejaban solos and they'd be like, no le vayan a abrir la puerta a nadie.
Bitch, me.
Dude, so we would always, like, be, like, encerrados. And sometimes we would want to go out and play with, like, our neighbors. So we would go out in la calle, and then my mom would get so mad. She'd be like, no, I told you guys not to go outside. Like, I'm not here. Like, what if something happens? Because my dad and my mom were not home. So mostly it was just me and my big brother until my little one came. And then when my little brother came, we did have a babysitter for him.
You're like, no, we weren't the babysitter.
No, we didn't leave him alone.
You know what's so crazy, though? Do you? I feel like a lot of kids, maybe I'm, like, too grown to, like, know, but I feel like nowadays kids will understand what it was like to, like, not have a babysitter and stay home alone.
No, yeah. And then averiguárselas, like, how you would eat or what you would eat.
I was like that. My mom and my dad would work hella too. Y cuando yo vivía en apartamento, so a veces venía gente a tocar, que a dejar flyers o que a dejar sepa la verga lo que venían a dejar. Y yo me acuerdo, güey, que en cuanto tocaban, bitch, yo me escondía abajo de la cama. Like, girl, just go to the room.
You're like,
I'm like, literally. But hasta uno se asustaba. No, did you ever feel like you would get scared when people would knock?
I would always get scared. And nos fijamos por la ventanita. And then my brother would be like, don't open up. Like, don't.
It's even. CPS. Like, don't.
Yeah, like, just shut up. No, but it was crazy because one time I was with my little, with my big brother at home alone. And he was playing video games. And I don't know what I was doing. I was a bored girl. And we had a phone que casi no se escuchaba. Like, you couldn't really hear from it. So I thought it didn't work.
Yeah.
So yo de niña boba, pendeja.
Estúpida.
I was just playing and I was like, oh, I wonder like if I call the 911 right now. And I thought the phone didn't work in my defense, okay? And I call, I dial 911 and someone answered. And I was like, oh. So I clicked right away. Dude, tell me why the cops, they came. And they kept knocking, knocking, knocking.
Okay, we're going to take down the door.
Literally. No, not like that. But they were like knocking and we were like, oh my God. I never told my mom. Never told my mom. My brother, my big brother answered. I think he was at the time like 14. No, actually like 10. Because I was like 5. We're like 5 years difference. Yeah. And he opened up and the cops came in. They're like, can we come in? Like, who are you guys with? And then my big brother was like, oh, my mom left for a mandado, but she'll be back. And then he went into our rooms. He saw the cuna and everything. And he's like, oh, you guys have a baby? Like, where's the baby? And then my big brother was like, oh, well, the babysitter took him. Like, she'll be back too. And then he's like, okay. And they left. And then my mom, dude, we called my mom. And my mom was scared, like super scared. And, dude, I didn't tell her. Like, these whole years, I didn't tell her until last year. She thought that it was like the neighbors, like chismosas.
Ah, ¿quién está tocando?
Like, pinches chismosas me trajeron a la policía.
And it's all you? Oh, she knew that the cops went, but she didn't know that you called him.
Yeah, she didn't know that I called him until like years later, like a year ago. I told
Bitch.
Her. I'm like, mom, te quiero confesar algo.
I'm like, ya no le tengas rincón a la vecina, por favor. Fui yo. Ah.
Yeah, I was like, it was me. She's like, hija de tu madre. Bitch. Like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I just didn't think the phone worked.
You know what's so crazy though? Because I feel like uno de niño se pone curioso. Uh-huh. Like, what the fuck can you do? Like, yeah. Estás solo en casa. ¿Qué me pongo a hacer? Le voy a llamar a la policía. Ay, you. Like, there's nothing else to do than to
I'm
call.
Like, no tengo que comer, tengo hambre. Le voy a llamar a la policía.
I'm like, esto es una emergencia. Ah, so obviamente, you know, you started growing up y luego empezas a ir a la escuela. How was school for you? Like, maybe like more your middle school, high school years, like, ¿te la pasabas bien? ¿Eras como la cool girl? ¿Eras more like the loner? ¿Cómo fue tu school life?
So for high school, I was more like, I was everywhere. I had friends like everywhere, you know? I never really had my group of friends.
Okay.
But I don't know. High school was like something else. I didn't really enjoy high school that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Like a lot of drama for me.
Ah, you're like too many fights.
No,
ah.
Yeah, it was like too much. And I was like, I know, like I couldn't wait to go to college. So I went to college and then college was way different. I made so many friends and it was just a different vibe because I dormed there. So once dorm, yeah, it's like so different. Like you live there, it's like a little community. And everybody knows each other, especially because the school I went to UC Merced, they're super small. So it was like, I went to a small middle school too. So I felt like it was middle school for me all the way.
Hi, you're like, ooh, this is small.
I feel at home.
Yeah, bitch.
Literally. So I went to college. I lived there for 4 years. And then after that, I worked in college. No, I actually started my YouTube in college.
Oh, shit. Okay. Just like for fun season.
Yeah,
vibes?
Yeah, because I always wanted to be like on YouTube. And I was like, oh, should I start it? It took me a whole year to decide if I should start it or not. Because it's always so hard to start.
It is. I feel like it's el miedo.
Yeah.
Y el miedo de like, que, ay, ¿qué va a decir la gente? ¿Qué va a decir mi room? And like, bitch, la gente le vale verga. Ah,
no,
just
yeah,
start
honestly.
It, literally.
But some of them would judge, but a ti yeah. te valga, dude. Because no te están pagando, no te están limpiando, no te están average.
Yeah, yeah. Hay mucha gente. Especialmente a mí included que hacen redes sociales y obviamente no tienen ningún tipo de degree. Mm-hmm. Was it really important for you to like go to college and get your degree?
Yes, growing up my mom siempre nos inculcó, like she was always like you guys are gonna go to college, like there's not an option. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if you guys do not want to go, if you guys don't like school, but you guys are gonna go to college. And I always had that in mind, like I'm gonna go to college. Like, no era como que, oh, no quiero.
Pero querías tú, ¿verdad?
Sí, yo quería, because I always liked school. My mom would tell me that in preschool, like, one time she left to Mexico and I always wanted to be in school. That she's like, mija, vamos a ir a México, you want to go? And that I was like, no, I have school.
Bitch, me, I'm like, no, yo voy a las vacaciones, chingue su madre en la escuela.
I'm like, what? I'm like, ahorita es otra onda, ¿verdad? But I always liked school, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go get my degree. And I, también because I always thought that you needed school to be successful.
Yeah.
Because that's how people and make I feel it like seem that growing is, up.
Especially like us growing up in like the 2000s, I feel like a lot of people were like, you're not going to be successful si no vas school. A la escuela.
Yeah, and then when people would come to high schools to like give you a speech, like people that were in college, yeah, you felt
career day, bitch, on career day?
I went to college and I mainly did it for my parents.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wanted to see them, you know, it's
happy.
And
tanto que se esforzaron ellos, tanto que ponieron empeño.
Yeah.
And like, that's the least you can do.
Yeah. And my parents, because FAFSA never really gave me like a lot of money. So my parents did have to pay out of pocket. Mm. So it was more like, I need to do it for them because they're putting all their, you know,
hard money
into this. So.
Y te graduaste.
Yeah.
So what do you have your degree in?
I am business management and
economics. Bitch! You know what's so crazy? Yo quería hacer una degree in business. Que la hice, no, obviamente, ¿verdad? But I feel like it's super important, though, too, because I feel like mucha gente, and I'm speaking for myself, too, because I feel like ya ahora ya pushing 25, I'm very much like, damn, like, me apendejé, ¿por qué no fui a la escuela? ¿Por qué no? Why didn't I get my degree? I always think about, like, damn, bitch, like, me...
You wish you would have gotten your degree?
Yeah, I low-key do.
Really?
I low-key, but you know what's crazy? Yo pienso que los tiempos, like... You know, ya no puede hacer nada. Yo me acuerdo cuando yo empecé a hacer YouTube y a hacer Instagram.
Yeah.
Fue when I started like going up, I guess you can say, era cuando yo empecé el colegio.
Yeah.
So for me, it was very easy. I was like, oh my God, I'm already making money. Like money's coming in. Like chinga su madre la escuela. You know what I mean? But ya ahora, ya a los 25 años, I'm very much like, you know what? Like, obviamente no voy a estar a mis 60, 50 años haciendo videos de YouTube. Ay, ya me viera ridículo, ¿verdad? ¿Quién chingados va a querer ver? You're like, bitch, that's my goal. You're like, I want to keep doing this. So now maybe as like someone that's like older and maybe more mature, me hubiera gustado obviamente ir a la escuela, pero pues no se hizo. A lo mejor I want to go back, but
you
I feel like
do it. It's never too late. I always say that, like, it's never too late to do whatever you want to do in life.
I just feel like now it's a little harder porque si en ese tiempo supuestamente yo me creía muy busy, ahora sí ya estoy más busy. No, so yeah. It's hard.
Sometimes I think that I'm like, I should have done my master's like right after college.
Like right after, yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I don't know, because a lot of people say how getting your master's is so expensive.
Yeah.
And after college, I was super broke. And I already knew that my parents were not going to be able to afford it. But like another reason is that I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my business degree yet. So when you go get a master's, you really have to know like what you want to, dedicate your master's to. So you could like, you know, work in that field. But, you know, I was like, no, never mind. I'll do the master's later.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know what's so crazy? Like, that's how clueless I am when it comes to like school. Like, I didn't even know you need to be so dedicated to like specifically of what you want to dedicate your master's to.
So like you can be a psychologist, but you have to know what you want to study for your master's para dedicarte en eso.
Like, or kids or like grown-ups. Yes. I see. It's so crazy.
It's crazy,
but do you feel like now having, you know, your, what is it? Your bachelor's?
Bachelor's, yeah.
I mean, I'm not like master's, not like doctorates. No, but do you feel like now having your master's in business, do you feel like that's helped you a lot with what you do now on social media?
Kind of, yes. Because I feel like sometimes they don't teach you everything in school that you have to know. Like, when I got out, I didn't know about credit. I didn't know about buying a house. And, like, you know, that's all supposed to be business.
Yeah.
But they don't teach you that in school. Like, they only teach you, like, by the book. So,
which is, like, crazy, right?
And I got out of college and my mom was like, ¿cómo de que no sabes de esto? ¿Cómo de que no
tanto
sabes
que pagué para que no te enseñaran
like,
ni vergas?
¿Quieres go to school? And I'm like, mom, they don't teach you this in school. I'm like, and you see a lot of, because I go through TikTok once and someone was talking about that. Like, they don't
teach you. It is crazy though, because even in like high school, like, you know how they're like teaching you, preparándote para empezar tu nueva vida as an adult. I'm like, vergas, yo no aprendí nada en high school que estoy usando ahorita.
No, yeah.
You like, literally.
That's why it's like you don't really need school to be successful.
Like, mientras que tengas, I feel like mientras que, you know, me saying it here, like, obviamente encourage people like go to school because.
Oh, no, yeah.
You know, no, even
si mi
me,
sobrinita está viendo esto, because it's watching this, go to school, girl.
No, but like in reality though, like hay muchas cosas que en verdad si te ponen las pilas puedes aprender sin ir a la escuela and be successful. I know, I think there's like a lot of business people that don't even go to school y son rete like successful.
I think what school really does teach you is discipline and responsibility.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a good reason to go to school, because I wouldn't be the person I am today, like responsible, disciplined, because if I didn't go to school or college.
Obviamente, fuiste a la escuela. Did you work before doing social media?
Yeah, I worked. So I told you that in college, I worked like a little part-time job. Uh-huh. So I was in Caliente Station, así se llamaba, in the cafeteria.
Oh,
and I would
shit.
Basically do, it was kind of like a little Chipotle.
She's on the lunch lady.
Yeah, I was. Oh, so it was period. Like a little Chipotle, and like I would take their orders and like serve them and everything. And that was like my part-time job. Como era mi dinerito que yo me pagaba mis cosas, you know?
Yeah, like, so that was like for your gustos.
Yeah, for my stuff in college. After college, I worked at a bank and I was a teller.
Oh, shit, yeah. So contabas dinero. Is that fun? I've always wondered.
You know, I was going to tell you that I always wanted to be like a cashier de chiquita. Siempre me gustaba contar dinero and everything. So I was like, when I worked at the bank, it was like super fun. Like
every
day I was
living.
Like, yes, I'm going to my
like,
job.
Tanto dinero.
Yeah, no.
What was the most you ever saw like someone having their account? Can you say, you're like my bank account?
Well, I think I told, I'm like, I can say.
You're getting trouble.
It was like 3 million, on one account.
And did the person look like normal?
Yeah, dude, they were like very humildes, like una pareja que venía, and it was just like, they were hardworking because siempre traían sus.
Como te han de haber tenido un negocio.
Work. Yeah.
That's crazy. So
I was like, oh my God.
You're like, can you transfer some over?
Like, I'm kidding.
A struggling college student. Me, bitch. You're all wiring it to your account.
All evil,
imagine. Like, it's crazy, like, when you think about bank jobs. No, también yeah. a mí, like, I remember when I was growing up, siempre me fascinaba.
Yeah.
Because a mí siempre, like, I know it might sound wrong, you guys, and I know it might sound, like, weird, but maybe this is why I've always been so driven to try to be as successful as I can. When I was little, el tema del dinero siempre me fascinaba, güey.
Dude, me too.
Yo me acuerdo que con mi abuelita, dude, like, my grandma, she's all upstairs. Yo me acuerdo desde chiquito, güey, yo siempre le preguntaba, ¿y abuelita cuánto dinero tiene? ¿Y a quién le va a dejar su fortuna? ¿Qué pinche fortuna?
Las deudas,
bitch. No, but I've always been very, like, money. Like, yeah. Siempre preguntaba, mom, ¿cuánto pagamos de renta? Like, obviously, like, yeah. No nos decían a veces. Pues yo siempre la plática de dinero me gustaba. Entonces, yo cuando empecé a crecer and I was trying to look for it, obviously, I didn't end up working at the bank. Mm-hmm. I think banking was one of those jobs that I'm like, I want to do it. Like,
and
it's fun.
It was always like a high paid job.
Yeah.
Like,
and for counting other people's money, yeah. Like, fuck it.
Yeah. And like, I always, look, no es para presumir, Aaron, but I would always balance like after a day. So like you have to balance, right? Like you don't have to be like lower than zero or yeah. higher than zero, because that means you messed up on the transaction.
Like you gave too much money or
the chingado. Yeah, but I would always balance that.
I was really good.
Yeah, I was really good. So.
You're like, I was the employee of the month, all the months, I imagine.
Not like that, but yeah.
So obviamente, tuviste trabajando en el banco, and you mentioned earlier that throughout the time you were in college and mm-hmm. working your part-time job,
yeah.
empezaste a hacer YouTube. Yeah. Whoa, how was that? ¿Cómo empezaste a hacer social media? And when did you really get introduced to it, like, bien al chile, to the point where you were like, you know what, I can actually do this full time?
I started YouTube when I was in college for funsies, and also because I always wanted to be like an influencer, like yeah. that was like, oh my god, you know, like when they started, I think I was in high school with influencing started. And I also had a friend, which I always talk about her because like I know her, Erica yeah. Angel.
Uh-huh.
And she started the influencing life when she was in high school. So then I'd be like, oh my god, I love that. And then makeup started. And then I started getting into makeup. I started doing my makeup. And I would upload, like, my makeup looks in college. Like, me tardaba horas, dude. Like, 3 hours.
On your phone or in camera?
No, doing my makeup. I would only do pictures on Instagram.
Okay.
Because you know how pictures yeah. were popular at the time? So I would always do my makeup. Me tardaba 4 horas haciéndome mi makeup. And then otra hora de editar, which I didn't know how to edit, but I tried.
You would make it work.
Yeah. And then I uploaded on Instagram my pictures, tag all the brands, you know, all the hashtags.
That was the good old days.
Dude, I know. Huh? I'm like, déjame les enseño. That's how I started. And then I kind of gave up because no veía como resultados. And I was like, I need to focus in college and then también like graduarme and see what I'm going to do after. To like pay my bills, porque también.
You're like, esto no está dejando ni mierdas. You're all bad.
No, and I was just like, I need to. My mom siempre me decía, like, pon los pies en la tierra, but not in a bad way. Like, I think your mom always trying to like look out for you. So
but I also do feel like our Hispanic moms, like, este mundo es nuevo para ellas.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
They never knew anything about yeah. it. So she was like, you need to like focus on your career. So I was like, okay. So then I was already doing YouTube at the time, and then I stopped that. I graduated. Went into my job, banking. And then after that, I just randomly did a video, the one I duetted with Adam on mm-hmm. TikTok. I was going to go out one night with my friends and it started raining. So they canceled on me. And I was like, oh man, like I'm not going to go out anymore. So then I was just scrolling on TikTok. Yo ya lista con mi pelo, mi makeup done and everything. And I started scrolling on TikTok and I saw Adam's video and I saw people duetting it. And I'm like, oh my god, I wonder how I would do it.
You're like, chinga su madre.
Yeah, I'm like, let me
just
do it.
Fun.
I'm bored right now. Let me just do it. And I did it. I sent it to my little brother. And I remember my little brother was actually the one that told me to download TikTok.
Oh shit.
He's younger than me. Yeah. So he's like that generation, Aaron.
Ah, like he likes
like
that
the
shit.
Younger generation yeah. that like knew about TikTok before us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, I don't want to download. So then I downloaded it. So then when I did my first video, I sent it to him. And well, obviously, he thought I was being cringe because he's a brother and I never do those type of videos. And then I redid the video because I was like, okay, maybe it is too cringe. So I redid it and lo subí a Twitter without telling him. I was like, I'm going to just like,
I don't need his advice.
No, yeah, I was like, I don't need his negativity.
I don't need him to judge me.
No, and I just uploaded it on Twitter because I'm like, I want my friends to see it and tell me what they think. But it was more like, I want them to laugh, not like...
Like, not to take it serious.
Not thinking anything of it. And it just, like, blew up.
On Twitter?
On Twitter.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Out of all the places, Twitter.
I know. I went to sleep, and then I woke up.
And I was famous.
Like, no, I was like, oh, it's maybe a one-time thing. Because ya me había pasado una vez con un tweet. You know how, like, Twitter, like...
And they retweet it. Like, if you're supposed to... I'd be looking up relatable quotes to go viral.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, ya me pasó una vez. Maybe it's a one-time thing.
Yeah.
I didn't really think anything of it. So then... People kept telling me, like, oh, you need to do more of these. Like, we love it. And in my head, I'm like, oh, my gosh, should I or should I not? Like, I'm scared. Like, what if people don't like the second video?
Yeah.
And
The pressure's on.
Yeah. Like, literally, I told my brothers, oh, my gosh, should I or should I not? And they're like, just go for it. And I was like, okay. But I did the second video. I uploaded it. And, yeah, I did good again. The third video did good again. The fourth video did good again.
And you're like, whoa. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, people like this connection that I'm having with Adam. Because some people were like, wait, are you guys really not on FaceTime? And I'm like, no, dude, like, I'm reacting to him.
Yeah.
And I think it had to do a lot with, like, the timing.
And the chemistry, too.
The chemistry and also the relatable stuff that I was putting into the videos that everybody related to because it was high school.
And you know what's like crazy though? Trends. There was a lot of people duetting Adam. Mm-hmm. And the ones that would go viral and the ones I would see on my timeline were the ones where you were duetting mm-hmm. him. Y había un chingo de gente.
No, there was a lot of people, Which they were all good.
Yeah, they were all good. But like you did, like a lot of people loved the relatableness and like the shit.
Que se te salía de la boca. Crunchy hair.
It was giving very like hot Cheeto girl chola in like high school vibe.
Yeah.
So wait, yo tengo una pregunta. So obviamente acabas de decir that you had given up on social media. Uh-huh. So how long was that gap of like, you know what, I'm done being a social media like person. Like, ya no quiero saber nada de ese mundo. You quit doing YouTube and then you got on TikTok.
So I graduated college in 2018. And when my first video like blew up was 2020. The beginning of 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was 2 years.
Damn, bitch.
Yeah, or like a year and a half. Something
that's
like
that's a great example of like what's meant to be is meant to be.
It will be.
Yes.
Yeah. And I always thought that. Like I was like, okay, if social media is going to be for me, it's going to be for me when the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to like also like be too persistent on it because I'm like, well, ahorita I need to focus on what's important to me.
Yeah.
And right now it's my career and like what I'm going to do next. And I was just like, if social media se va a dar, it's going to be whenever it wants to be, you know, whenever God wants to.
So 2 years later, he says, that's crazy how timing is. So obviamente empezaste a hacer social media, your numbers started going up, and I'm sure that was super, super exciting for you.
Yeah.
¿A qué momento dijiste tú, sabes qué? Yo ya pienso que puedo hacer esto full time, chinga su madre, el banco. Like, what was that moment for you where you're like, you know what, I'm quitting my job and I'm dedicating myself to social media?
Well, you know what? It was like a lot of like stress for me because I was working like a 9-to-5. So it was a full time and I was getting promoted too.
Oh, shit.
Like they were promoting me to a relationship banker, which is like when you're in the little
cubicles. Yeah.
And I was studying already because you have to take certain exams to be there.
Yeah.
So I was studying and then that's when COVID happened. So they paused the whole studying. And at the same time, my numbers were growing. So I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Me mandaron, I was studying and luego me mandaron back to the bank. So I was just floating around. Like I wasn't a teller or I wasn't a banker. Like, I was just greeting people coming in and out because my studies were paused.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a cash box anymore, which is like your money, you know? So I couldn't really do much.
Assigned?
Uh-huh.
It's not like just like a regular cashier where like you clock in and you take over a little cash.
No, you have your own cash box because that's your money.
Oh,
like
shit.
At the end of the day, you have your own money and like you have to take care of that money. Yeah.
Damn.
So I didn't have that and I didn't have like my cubicle.
Yeah.
So I was just like floating around and I was always on my phone because I wanted to like, at the time I already had my manager, my social media manager. So I was always on my phone, like talking to her. And I remember my bank manager, she noticed that and she was like, we need to talk. And I was like, I'm like, ya estoy in trouble.
Ay,
like,
me van a correr.
No me regañen. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was just like, I know what's going on with you. Like, I know that you're growing on social media. And it might be distracting, but you need to be focused here, or you need to choose. You need to choose.
One or the other.
One or the other. Because I can't have you like half-assing here or half-assing that, yeah. You know? And I was like, oh my God, like, what do I do? And I would literally go home from work. So I would be done by like 6, go home from work, do my makeup all over again, and film for TikTok. Like the duets.
Yeah.
And still have to go buy props because like all the like the hot little Cheetos. Props. The
lunchables. I'm like, bitch, I have those in my counter. What do you even got to go buy the props?
Huh? No, because there was a sandwich that I didn't see like in a while. And I was like, I'm going to go buy it because it's relatable. So yeah, I would go and find the little props, right? And me encerraba en mi cuarto. I would be in my room like till like midnight and my parents wouldn't see me anymore. So one time my mom and my dad had a talk with me.
They're like, fine.
I'm like,
ya me harté.
And they came into my room and they're like, what's going on? Like, we don't see you anymore. Like, you don't even want to come out to eat. Like, what's
going on? Is everything good?
Yeah, everything good? And I'm like, yeah, everything's good. And they already knew about social media.
You're like, yeah, I'm just famous.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just trying to grow, mom. Yeah. So she was like, okay, mija, but also like you need time for your family too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, like I need time for work, I need time for family, I need time for
like
videos.
Everyone wants fucking to have a piece of my time. Yeah. Which is crazy. Like te empiezas a dar el estrés y la presión de todos.
Right. So then my mom was like, okay, look, we're gonna talk to you, like it's either one or the other.
Yeah.
And then she's like, what do you wanna do? What is your heart telling you to do? And I'm like, well, you know, mom, like you've known this. I've always wanted to be an influencer, but also I don't want to give up my job and like influencing doesn't work out.
Yeah. And especially because it's a steady, good job. Yeah. It's not like you were working at a minimum paid job. You know
and
what I mean?
And it was a good, the bank is a good job and I was going to get paid more because I was getting a raise, you know? So I was like, oh my God, I don't know. And my mom's like, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? And I'm like, well, that influencing doesn't work out. And she's like, okay.
She's like, okay.
She's like, and is that a big problem? Like, you're young, you have your degree. It's not like you can't
no
talk
es el fin
your
del
way
mundo.
Into a job, another one, or the same one, you know? And I was like, you're right. And she's like, yeah, I feel like you should just go for it.
Damn.
So that, dude, I started crying when she told me that because I never thought that they'd be so supportive of it.
Yeah, especially like Hispanic parents because I feel like a lot of people miran esto como, ay no, eso no, eso no va a darte de comer, eso no te va a pagar la renta. So the fact that your mom was like, no, mija, si eso es lo que quieres
just
tú,
do it.
Hazlo, that means a lot, I'm sure
and
at
I
the moment.
And I think it was more like because I was already out of college.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I was already, I was still in college, she would have been like, no, you need to finish college and then you need to dedicate yourself to that.
Pienso que sabía que tú también ya te habías puesto las pilas y sabía ella que you're like, you know what, mi hija ya se esforzó, ahora ya tiene que hacer lo que su corazón le diga.
Right. Y
you
está
know?
Trabajando, like, it's not like she's just coming and like not doing
está
anything.
Haciendo pendeja. Like, she literally is already working and she's already worked herself up. So, y si esa es la decisión, how was it, like, ¿cómo fue eso? ¿Cómo le dijiste a tu manager? Like, ¿sabes qué? You know what? No te voy a dar mi tiempo a ti.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I cried. I cried because I'm the type to always be grateful of the opportunities they give me. So cuando yo fallo, I get so sad and I get emotional. Even though I was doing it for, like, the good of me, it was more like my manager did put in, like, a good word for me to get a promotion.
Yeah.
So I was just like, how am I going to do this to her? Like, she put in work to get me here, and now I'm just going to quit on her? So it was more like, okay, I'm doing it for me. Like, I need this time I'm going to be selfish. So I went in there, and, you know, I just told her. I was already crying before I even said anything to her. So she already knew. She already
knew. She's like, you're a mess. Go home. She's like, you know what? I'm firing you.
No, and I was like, I just want to, like, thank you for everything, you know. I obviously, like, le agradezco. And yeah, she just told me, like, okay, well, you know, the doors are open whenever you want to come back, like, you can, but I hope everything goes well for you and I'm proud of you. And I was like, oh, thank you. So yeah.
Yeah.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Olly.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, ¿sí fue? Ni me pusieron las 2 weeks because, like I told you guys, I was floating around. So she was like, you know what? Like, I'm not even going to give you 2 weeks because what are you going to do here for 2 weeks? Like,
yeah, y no te vamos a pagar nomás para pararte ahí con tu teléfono.
She was like, no te vamos a pagar gratis.
So ya, vete a chingar su madre, ya,
and
bye.
I'm like, no, I want my 2 weeks.
I need those 2 weeks. You're like, I have a bill coming up.
No,
like,
yeah. But yeah, that was it. And then.
A mí siempre me pregunta mucha gente, like, what's an advice you give for anyone trying to do social media? Mm-hmm. And one of the things, other than being consistent, is taking risks.
Oh, yeah.
Because es una cosa que risk. Mucha gente no hace. Like, a lot of people are like, you know what? Y no estoy diciendo que dejes tu trabajo y apenas estás empezando mm-hmm. tu video, tampoco. Like, no. Like, that's not the type of risk I'm saying.
I like, feel like you should take the risk when you already know that you're getting income from another place.
Yes.
You know?
And where you want to be like, you know what, I'm going to take the risk and maybe it's not enough income, but I know if I put my whole 100% yeah, into it, work. Puede salir algo bueno. Yeah.
And you know who gave me the idea too? That, well, Jenny.
Oh,
she
shit.
Was actually like, one time I was like hanging out with her and I was just talking to her and like, I was telling her how I was stressed and she's like, just go for it, dude. Like, yeah. Go for it. Like, do it. And she's like, I say you do it tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, no, girl. Like, not tomorrow.
You're like, nah, girl. I'm talking about for next year.
No, and then she's like, just do it, dude. Like, it's going to be the best decision you've made.
Talking about Jenny, hay mucha gente que la critica, but like, behind closed doors, Jenny is really sweet and gives really good advice.
She's like a big sister.
No, literally,
she
legit.
Was, I think when I was starting, she was like a big sister for me. Porque me decía y me aconsejaba. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I love that. She wants the good for me, yeah. You know?
Was that like during like the Prima era?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So you were still working your job during that time.
It was when I first met her and we would hang out, like I would go to her house. And
was that like, were you already at your job when you guys went to like Kuliji Town?
I think I had already
quit it maybe.
Yeah.
But like around that time.
But around that time.
At that time, yo ya te miraba como un influencer ya bien like cemented into the industry.
Yeah, I was going through it.
I mean, like, it took me a long time. So obviamente, you know, la gente te ha visto growing and taking that, you know, leap of faith literally resulted into something so beautiful. Yeah. Ahorita terminamos con trabajando con marcas que obviamente a lo mejor
I never imagined it. Like, well, I did, but I just never thought it would.
To that capacity, yes. Empezar a trabajar con marcas te empezó a ir bien en el YouTube, en el TikTok, everywhere, en cada plataforma social. Maybe like a year and a half ago, conociste al que es ahorita tu novio, Oscar.
Like, el amor de tu vida.
How was that? I know a little bit the story, like the behind the scenes, pero ¿cómo fue eso?
So that was.
¿Cómo lo
unexpected.
Conociste?
I'm
like, was not supposed to happen.
It was not supposed to. No, you know, I think. Great things always happen unexpectedly, you know? So it was one time I told my mom that I wanted to invest my money.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, mija, like, I know this realtor. Like, we can go and, like, see a ver en qué te pueden ayudar. Or if you're qualified to buy a house,
yeah.
So I was like, okay, like, we can do that. And she set up a meeting with this realtor. And I just thought it was going to be the realtor and my mom. Like, that's all I thought. Like, okay. And I was a chamaca. Well, I feel like I'm still a chamaca because I don't really know a lot of things yet. But I didn't know anything back then about like buying a house, how to qualify to buy a house, any of that. So I was scared going into the meeting. But I had my mom with me. So it's kind of like going to the doctor.
Yeah. You're like, she knows what she's
like,
talking
she
about.
Knows.
I'm like, talk to her. I'll listen.
I'll answer the questions you want to know. So I was there with my mom. And then we walk in and it was the realtor and my boyfriend, Oscar. And I'm like, what the hell?
Like, you're not supposed to be here.
I'm like, ¿en qué me metí? I'm like, what am I going to do? ¿Qué me van a preguntar? You know?
¿Qué cuánto tengo en el banco?
So I sit down and then we're like talking and conversating and everything was good. Like he was super professional. Nada de que oh, he was checking me out. Yeah. Oh, me estaba dando los ojitos. Nothing. Y yo tampoco, because we were there to, like, you know, work. Do business and work. So after that, the meeting ended. He left home. And then we were about to go home. And my mom was like, ay, mija, un muchachito así me gustaría para ti. And I was like, mom, stop. Like, don't say that right now. Because... dude, my mom is like, she manifests everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything that comes out of her mouth. Sometimes I'm like, mom, don't say that.
Because porque se va a hacer realidad.
Se va a hacer realidad. Yeah. So when she said that, I kid you not. I'm like, I kid you not. Yo pensé en mi mente, he's going to be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just because my mom said it, I
you're
know.
You're like, de aquí soy.
Somehow, like, somehow it's going to be like a thing.
Se va a dar.
Yeah. But I never really paid much attention to it until like later, like. He followed me on Instagram and he DM'd me and he was like, oh, I'm going to follow all your platforms like to support you. Like yeah. Very like still professional. And yeah. I was like, okay, like he's a nice guy.
Yeah. Hi, you're like, yay.
I'm like, thank you.
Like, don't forget my OnlyFans. Support me.
He would have unfollowed right away.
He's like, boom.
After that, I was like, oh, he's a nice guy. Like, thank you. Y así la dejamos. Nada yeah. de que seguimos hablando, nothing. And then one time I remember I had my... foot fractured. You remember that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
He slid up on my DMs because I was like going off on myself, like talking basically crap about myself, how I didn't take care of myself, que soy una mensa, que porque me tropecé, que no sé qué. And he slid up and he was like, oh, don't go too hard on yourself. And then that I was like, oh, like, thank you. Like, okay. But I empezó like la plática, but still it wasn't anything flirty. Like it was like, oh, like, you
just
know.
Just being a good person.
Yeah. I was like, thank you, blah, blah, blah. And then after time went on, it's when it started getting, like, more, like, he started shooting his shot, and then I was like, okay, like, let me shoot mine, and then...
You're like, chinga su
madre. Yeah. I was like, you know
you're like, my mom's fucking manifesting this shit anyway.
So I went on a date with him.
Okay.
And, dude, the first date went, like, it was, like, perfect. I was like, wow, like, it really made me feel, like, safe.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a safe place with him. And me fui a dormir bien contenta.
I was you're like, ay, oh. Mañana me caso.
He was so respectful. Like, me abría la puerta. Like, I mean, he still is, you know, but, yeah. You know, the first date, I was like, oh my God, like, this is, he's such a good guy.
Era algo que a lo mejor tú no estabas impuesta.
No,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? You're like, damn, people actually get treated nicely.
No, yeah. And yeah. it was like, wow, like, this is nice, you know? So I went to sleep and then, you know, he asked
I
me
woke
on the
up
second
in love.
Date. The rest is history.
You're like, now we're married. So, ¿cómo te pidió que sea tu novia después de ese first date? Was it, o esperaron un poquito?
Esperamos un poquito. So, well, él, Aaron.
You're like, yo, como like, si yo fuera no. por mí, ya para el próximo día fuera su novia. He's like, esperó mucho.
No, I'm like, ya se está tardando. No, so 3 months passed after okay. that. We kept going on dates and everything, and I was still shy, but it was funny because I remember the second date. We went to, I believe it was the second day. We went to a pumpkin patch.
Okay.
And he was like, are you going to vlog? And I was like, no.
You're like, no, why?
Dude, more because I was shy.
Yeah. You're like, and no like, voy a sacar la cámara while I'm on a date.
It was our second
yeah.
day too. And then he's like, no, bring your camera. Like, él era como muy...
Like, ponte a trabajar, amiga.
Like, more yeah. like... Come on, let's do it. Like,
yeah. Like encouraging.
Like, yes. yes. And I like that about him.
And it made you feel good because, well, that's your job.
Yeah, and
you know?
Comfortable too. Yeah. Like, oh my God, he's encouraging me.
Like,
you
no
know?
Te molesta uh-huh. que tengo una cámara. Yes, right. yes, yes.
I thought he was going to feel weird or like he was going to feel awkward. But yeah. no, he was like, yeah, bring it. And I was like, oh my God. It was more like I didn't want to because I didn't want to, like, I was shy around yeah. him. So I bring it and I'm all vlogging or whatever. And I was nervous the first time. Like, hi guys, welcome to my channel.
Bitch.
And he was all quiet. No, yeah, but okay. So then after that, like five dates happened. And then one day he asked me to be his girlfriend. It was January 8th.
Mm.
And oh my God, it was so cute. He like set up a whole dinner in his like living room.
Uh-huh.
And well, his view is like the view of the city.
Yeah.
So it was like super romantic. And dude, I couldn't stop crying that day. And he asked my parents so I could be his girlfriend. He asked them
pidió
for permission.
Permiso. normalmente ya muchos hombres ahora ya no piden permiso, piden perdón ya cuando las embarazan, ¿verdad? No, honestamente, like, it's very rare when I hear people say que pidieron permiso. Ah, Marisa, give me back.
No, yes.
That was a good one. Antes de que tú lo presentaras al mundo, yo lo conocí, you know, porque lo llevaba a eventos. Oh, yeah, o lo, yeah. Like, very like, she's gonna be out with him, but like, uh-huh, you're not showing him out publicly, right, right, to right, the world. Y yo me acuerdo, like, cuando miraba sus historias, que le hacía esto, que le dice, ay, yo me equivoqué de novio, ¿qué? Like, no, because he was really going above and beyond, yeah, for everything. What was that moment where you were like, he's the one?
Well, I think since, like, the first date, because, and it sounds so like, oh my God, Marlene, like, tú bien rápida, ¿verdad?
Ah, rápido te enamoras.
No, but it's because, like, the way he treated me, like, the attention to detail that he had with me, yeah, and I had just, like, a really good, like, great time with me, que I wanted to go on a second date with him.
Like, you're like, I want more.
No, yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, we're going on a second date.
Quedaste como si se en picada.
Yes.
In the sense, but, like, in a good way, where you're like, wow, like, he treated me so good.
Now that I think about it, the second date wasn't the pumpkin patch. It was, the second date was a baseball game, which at the time I did not know anything about baseball, pero por andar con él, ya me fui ahí.
Like, me hago como la que sé todo.
That's, I'm like, crazy. I'll go with you.
So, yeah, obviamente, estuvieron de novios, and a little bit over a year ago, tú decidiste enseñarlo en tus, yeah, plataformas. What made you, was that decision hard to make?
It was. Because I don't know, I feel like, I just didn't want to
ruin anything.
Yeah, like, I feel like when you make your relationship public, a lot of people come in and, like, they comment their stuff, like, stuff that we don't want to know about, yeah, right? Y dan su opinión, which obviously is fine because, you know, I'm in social media, pero a veces se pasan.
Yeah. O a veces dan, like, opiniones que es like, güey, cállate el hocico, ¿quién,
like,
te la pidió?
Yeah, I'm like, no te estamos preguntando eso, all right? But I was really nervous, but I'm like, you know what? He's a part of my life and I, yeah, feel like he's going to be a part of my life for a very, very long time. So why not?
Yeah.
Like, why not show my followers, like, how happy I am?
Who's making me happy?
Yeah, who's making me happy? And his personality, because he has such a great personality. Yeah. And he's for sure, like, a people's person.
No, he is.
Se lleva con todos. And I love that about him.
Pienso que hay mucha gente que cuando influencers no enseñan a sus novios o a sus parejas, empiezan a decir, ay, ha de estar feo, ha de estar eso. No, güey. A veces es porque la gente empieza a criticar, la gente empieza a hacer bullying, la gente, yeah, empieza a, como dices tú, empiezan a sacar a calzones de cosas que hicieron maybe en su
or
pasado.
Even, like, makeup stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, wait, ¿pa' qué voy a querer poner algo que es muy bonito en mi vida en, yeah, jeopardize because la gente no sabe respetar, right, a otra gente? You know what I mean? So, after putting him online, do you feel like it was so much easier for you?
Yeah, it was so much easier. And honestly, like, I don't think I had many of those comments come through, which I'm really, like, glad and thankful, mm-hmm, for. I think everybody for the most part was really respectful, like, no como meter cizaña or anything like, yeah, that. So it was good, like, it went well for me.
You know, you guys have been together for a while now. Mm-hmm. Y siempre, especially being on social media, y yo pienso que también allá en tu casa o en la casa de él, siempre va a haber gente tratando de presionarlos, maybe with the timeline. Like, la gente siempre quiere decir, Marlene, ¿cuándo vas a tener tus hijos? Marlene, ¿cuándo se van a casar? Marlene, when are you guys going to move in together? Do, yeah, you guys get a lot of that?
Yeah, we do. Mostly on social media, I don't think our, yeah, parents are really like that. I think my mom's more like, tú tómate tu tiempo
a
when
tu
you
tiempo,
want to, yeah, yeah. Because I think my mom also wants me to, like, live life a little bit more before I, like, settle in. As, yeah, in, like, with kids or, like, moving in. Because she's like, eso es, like, otro mundo. And I think his parents, for the most part, también.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, they understand, right? Like, it's whenever we want to. But social media is always like, oh, so when are you guys going to move in? Or, like, how many kids are you guys going to have? Or how many kids do you want? And I'm just like, amiga.
You're like, girl, yo quiero saber qué vamos a hacer de comer hoy,
like,
¿no?
Yo quiero saber cuándo es el otro viaje, amiga.
Yeah. Pero yo quiero saber cuándo voy a ir a Dubai, ¿no? ¿Cuándo,
yeah,
voy a tener hijos?
So, I just want to be selfish right now. Because,
yeah,
I want to travel and, like, live life with him.
Yeah.
With my partner that I enjoy, like, spending time with first. And then we can think about moving in or getting married or having kids.
Todo eso viene a su tiempo y también viene cuando uno se sienta listo. It's not that you don't right. love him. It's not that you don't love him enough. Pero a veces, como dices tú, uno quiere disfrutar de la relación yeah. bien because no tienen así como años, decades no, yeah. juntos. You know what I mean? So it's very much yeah. like queremos disfrutar. Los dos estamos jóvenes. Los dos queremos viajar, hacer right. esto antes de que nos aplaquemos y digamos, ¿sabes qué? Ya nuestra vida va a ser mucho más diferente.
I think also because we do have a very healthy relationship.
Yeah.
So I feel like whenever people see that, they're like, oh, well, they have a good relationship. Like, ¿por qué no tener hijos?
Ya están listos.
Yeah, why not move in right now? Like, if you guys are, like, perfect.
Yeah.
But even if we look perfect, we're not always going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Because, you know, relationships are always going to have, like, their little struggles. But it's always when you feel, like, completely ready, yeah. you know?
And I feel like la gente en el internet, yo pienso que trata de apurar a todos. But I'm like, girl, si tanto quieres que nos casemos, a ver, cásate tú. Ah, I'm like, ¿qué hijos tú? Like, no, tenlos yeah. tú, ¿quién me los va a yeah. cuidar? Yo ahorita quiero andar disfrutando. And it's good that both of you guys, especially you guys' family, yeah. are, like, all on the same page. Boat. Because hay mucha gente que hasta familia no respeta eso. Right. No respeta de que nomás porque ustedes se casaron a los 16, no significa que yo también.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And I feel like it's good que los dos sepan lo que quieren y a su tiempo. Yeah. You know?
And I'm not saying that my mom would not like a grandkid
yeah.
or like his mom would not love like a grandkid. Like, I feel like my mom right now está esperando because
yeah.
none of her kids have grand like babies, right? So she's waiting for one, but she's not telling me like, ay, mija, ya quiero uno.
And she's not being selfish.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, ay, quiero nieto, yeah. que se embarace mi hija o que embarace
right.
a una morra a mis hijos. No,
right.
it's more like, sí quiero nietos, mm-hmm. pero yo quiero también que mis hijos vivan su vida y que ellos lo hagan a yeah. su tiempo.
And she always tells me to like, I always want, like, yo quiero nieto, pero al final del día, you're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be taking care of your kids. And I'm like,
so oh, cuando estés lista, like, mijita.
I'm like, give me time then.
You're like, fuck, si ya dijiste eso, entonces ya nunca lo voy a tener. Imagine me. Y like, chinga su madre. Imagine, ya, no, mejor no. You guys, siento como que la plática is going really good. Ya merito terminamos y la Marlene quiere otro pinche shot. ¿Y quién soy yo para negárselo, verdad? Chinga su madre, yo supuestamente no iba a tomar,
dude,
pero...
same.
It's Friday somewhere, right? Ah, it's all Tuesday. I'm like, fuck, it's not Friday anywhere,
and
actually.
And it's 5 p.m. somewhere, too.
All right, you guys. So, aquí tenemos nuestros shots. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro y pa' adentro. Should I start bringing the shots back?
Yeah.
Should I, you guys? Because I feel like
should.
Me siento hasta
it
más
it
cómodo.
Like a vibe. Yeah.
You know what? I also feel like I stopped it too because I get sweaty, but ahorita me siento bien.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe because I'm really comfortable with you y like te conozco
that's
ya
true.
De mucho tiempo.
Shots always make someone comfortable.
Yeah, no, en verdad
they
que sí.
Do,
y
yeah.
sueltan la sopa, güey. So, ¿saben qué? Empezando el episodio que viene, va a haber puta shots.
Thank me.
Like, thank Marlene, por favor, porque si no, no hubieran existido las shots otra vez de noche de pendejadas. Ok, so, hey, comments. Obviamente hablamos mucho de lo que la gente dice en internet, pero
right.
no siempre son comentarios positivos.
Yeah.
Obviamente la gente siempre habla su mierda porque pues lo va a hablar y tienen su boca y pues cada quien tiene su opinión. How do you deal with hate comments?
I don't.
I ignore them.
I for the most part I ignore them because I just feel like if I look too into it, como que sí me llega a la cabeza.
Yeah.
And my mom has always taught me, like, que te valga lo que la gente piense de
yeah.
ti. If it's a negative comment. If it's a good comment, you should be focusing on the good comments. But, you know, you're always going to have people commenting on, especially, like, on your appearance, on, like, you know, the industry
yeah.
that we're in. We're always, like, with makeup, without makeup, trying to look good. And everybody's always going to have something to say. Like, maybe, like, a couple of months ago, they started, like, bullying me, like,
I'm in cries right now.
On
I'm
my
like,
body.
Really? Meow, Dr. Phil. ¿Qué te pasó, amiga? Dime, cuéntame.
They started, like, telling me about my body, that
oh,
I started
shit.
Gaining weight. And I did gain weight, but, ay, no manches, lo estaban haciendo como
Como
mucho.
Que si te poniste
como
la torta,
si,
like,
no,
girl.
Como si me morí o algo. I'm like,
yeah.
girl, like, and if I did, like, I feel good. And
you
I look
good.
Good. But people were always like, oh, did you get a second BBL? Did you do this? And... Lo confieso aquí, I did not get a second BBL. I just gained weight because when you gain weight and you have a BBL, it goes to your butt. So, yeah, I feel like whenever that was happening, it was getting to me a little bit. And I remember I was like, oh my God, dude, like it's getting to me. And yeah. my mom was like, dude, like don't listen to that. Like, why are you even, you've never been like that. And I've never been like that. Whatever people tell me, yo,
me vale.
I don't care. But I think it was more, because I knew I had to get back on track.
And it's very much like it was something you were actually struggling with and that was maybe bothering you. Si hubiera sido like, oh, you gained weight, pero era lo que tú querías, a lo mejor te hubiera valido.
And I remember I told someone, I was like, dude, if they're commenting on my face, I don't care. Because I think I'm pretty.
And you're like, I'm a bad bitch. Yeah.
I'm like, and I don't care what you say about me. Like, I think I'm pretty. But the fact that I know that I have to get back on track and you're pointing it out, it bothered me. Honestly, I've never understood someone going online, commenting something negative on someone. Like, for what?
I remember la última vez que mira Merlin, me hiciste un comentario.
Yeah.
Like, I complimented her And it's, you know what's crazy? El comentario que me dices tú is very much a comentario that I would probably do. So like, I make comments like that to be like, if they're thinking it, at least they know I know. At least they know that I know.
Like, let me just say it, point it out before they say it.
So I remember I had complimented Marlene. I'm like, bitch, you look so good. Porque en verdad sí, güey. Yo siempre te he dicho, like, Marlene and Yoatzy are probably one of my favorite BBLs in the industry. Yeah. Y yo siempre lo he dicho. Y yo me acuerdo, maybe, la última vez que te vi, ¿cuándo fue, güey? Antes de esta vez. Pienso que fue...
Una fiesta, ¿no?
En una fiesta, no me acuerdo. And I remember I complimented Marlene and she was like, ah, bitch, me all gaining weight.
Ajá.
Así lo dije and I was like, oh, bitch, like, no lo estoy diciendo por eso. But it comes to show that, like, a veces si nosotros, we get self-conscious. Do you feel like it got to you bad to where a point where you're like, fuck, I don't even want to show my body too much online because la gente va a criticarme?
Well, it wasn't really about, like, gente criticarme. It was just, like, I didn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of, like, wouldn't really take pictures as much and stuff. And that's when people started pointing it out. And then I was like, oh my God, like, I think it bothered me so much because I knew I had to get back on track, like go to the gym. And yeah, like I went back to the gym and I started working out and people switch up on you so fast. And it annoys me because as I started working out, I wasn't really like on it, you know, like I would go like maybe 3 times a week. And then people out of nowhere were like, oh my God, you look so good.
You look amazing. Yeah, the best, like, you've ever looked.
Yeah. And I'm like, girl, BFFR, I have not gone to the gym in a week.
I'm like, BFFR, girl, I have not lost any weight, actually.
So it goes to show that when whatever you say on social media, people believe it.
Yeah.
It's like, I could tell you right now, like, I could not go to the gym right now, and I could be telling you guys, yeah, I'm going to the gym.
And they're like, girl, you look amazing.
Yeah, you look so good. But in reality, I'm not going to the gym.
Yeah.
But cuando estaba, like, when I wasn't going to the gym, you guys were like, oh, you're gaining weight. Like, what's going on? So I'm just like, that's when I realized it shouldn't get to me. Porque la gente se deja influenciar por lo que digas.
And I feel like at the end of the day, I feel like we're in 2023, you guys. Y yo pienso que it's so tacky. It's so, like, stupid. Y lo digo con todo respeto, güey. When people comment on other people's bodies. Like, que te valga verga si
no,
me...
No, yo no con todo respeto. Yo se los digo bien. Commenting on people's bodies.
I'm like, chinga tu madre. No, but for real, though. Like, it's like, girl, we're in 2023. No, que te valga, like, verga si la pinche lonja me está colgando. Es mi lonja, no la tuya.
Yeah.
¿Te está colgando a ti? No, entonces que te valga.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why people siempre... Y sabes que también es la gente...
Right.
Que critica, la gente que critica a veces se mira peor que uno. And I'm like, girl, te has mirado el puto espejo porque si te miraras, no estuvieras diciendo lo
I've
que dices.
I've held back so much on commenting back.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't think it's worth my time.
Bitch, it's worth my time. I mean, like,
sometimes
me.
I do have time, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, like, I'm just going to say
you're
something.
Like, you know what?
Because I'm tired of it. But
I feel like it's normal. Yo pienso que mucha gente luego, especially when someone claps back or like cuando se trata de defender, mucha gente piensa así, oh, it got you. No way. So, sí, chinga su madre. It did get to me. Why?
Yeah.
Because al fin del día soy humano.
Yeah,
al fin del
human.
Día, si me estás llamando gordo, si me estás llamando ugly all the time, it is gonna get to me, because igual que si yo te llamo a ti gorda, igual si yo te llamo a ti, like, whatever it is, te va,
especially
it's gonna hurt.
Especially if you already have, like, family members telling you.
And if you're insecure about it,
you
too.
You know, family members, a veces, well, I don't really care if my mom tells me that I'm gaining weight, because I know she's doing it for my own good and she only looks out for me, right?
Yeah.
But if it's someone that doesn't know me and like you're not my family, then you should not have an opinion on my body.
Yes.
Like at all.
In general, you know, which is crazy. You know,
yeah, in general. But I think I grew up with like my family being like always keeping track on me. That I don't care.
Like, you know what's so crazy? I used to be like that. But now after my surgery, uh-huh. I feel like even my family, I've had to call them out on like, girl, like don't say anything. Because, all right, you guys, I'm going to say it. Like some family members have lately been telling me like, oh, ya estás perdiendo mucho peso. Oh, like ya God. No pierdas. Like te estás mirando bien como estás ahorita, pero si pierdes mal, si pierdes más, te vas a mirar más flaco.
Entiende.
Like, and to me, no. And to me, when they say that, it doesn't get to me, but it makes me pone en un lugar como de que, wait, I can't control right now with my surgery how much weight I'm losing.
Right.
So si tú me empiezas a decir, my family, me vale verga lo que la gente el internet diga, pero my family, si me empiezas a decir like, te vas a mirar mal, muy flaco, it is gonna make me feel some type of way because it's something that at this moment I can't control.
Right.
Yo estoy perdiendo weight, like bitch, like I kid you not, like.
No dude, but you look really
thank
good.
You, you thank you. Really, really but good. It is something like, yeah, no commenting on anyone's body at all because I've gotten to the point, you guys, para decirles, yo les voy a ser aquí honesto, when I started getting comments from my family, people saying that I'm losing too much weight, yo me acuerdo que un día comí hasta de más, comí chetos, comí hasta una, traté de comerme una hamburguesa, no me la pude comer, obviamente. But I started eating like one day, like a lot of bad shit to even it out.
To even it out, como de coraje.
No, not the coraje. More to like be like, okay, maybe I am losing weight a lot. Like, let me see if I can control my weight loss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pero no, güey, al próximo día perdí 2 libras. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's something that it's I like, can't control. So why are people commenting on it if it's like, just let me be.
I have a similar story, but yo sí lo hice de coraje.
I
was in college and I was gaining weight and everybody told me you're going to gain like the freshman 15. Freshman 15 is when you gain 15 pounds in 1 year.
Oh, shit.
Because you're like a freshman.
Like, bitch, me getting that in a
getting
month?
Getting used to like college and like you just want to eat, like stress eating, right? And dude, I did gain a lot of weight, but my mom was like, ay, mijas, that's.
Más llenita.
That's my llenita, this and this and that. And dude, me de coraje, I was just like, she would be like, tienes que ir al ejercicio, tienes que ir acá. And then be like, no, I'm going to do whatever I want. And I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
So yo de coraje, yo comía y comía y comía.
And you're like, fuck.
Sí, I was like, llenita. And then after I was like, okay, well, I think it's time to like go to the gym.
You're like, wait, I'm actually hurting myself.
No, yeah, I'm like, I'm hurting.
Me trying to prove a point.
No, yeah, I was like, I'm not hurting my mom. I'm not hurting my family. I'm hurting myself by trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
Like being like, I don't care what you say. But in reality, I do care what they say because I know that my mom at the end of the day or my family, they don't mean any harm to me. They just want me to like be the best version of yourself.
Yeah. So I just feel like at the end of the day, you guys, on my end, like, I just feel like we're in 2023. Like, si no es tu cuerpo, cállate el hocico.
Right.
Si no es tu lonja, si no es tu, your rib showing, cállate.
And I know everybody has insecurities.
So yes.
How would you feel someone pointing out your insecurities?
And like, at the end of the day, and at the end of the day, I feel like us influencers somos bien buenos para decir, nos vale verga, nos vale verga.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, somos humanos,
y a veces sí te vale.
A veces sí me vale hasta mucho. So what would be one advice that maybe someone who is going through it, whether it's gaining weight or losing weight, like un advice that you can give to someone that maybe is getting judged by their family or friends about their appearance? Algo que les quieres decir a ellos.
I feel like you shouldn't care what people have to say. Like, you should focus on yourself and take it day by day. You know, do whatever your goal is, it's your goal. Like, it's no one else's goal. You know, that's your goal. So just focus on that.
Y si tú estás feliz como te miras, eso es lo que importa.
Yeah.
Y si no estás feliz, haz algo about it. You know what I mean?
Because I'm happy right now.
Yeah.
But when I was getting the comments, I was not happy, which is why it was bothering me. So I got up and I did something about it. I was like, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to change my diet. And right now I feel happy. I know I have a goal where I want to be, but I'm not like crying right now because I like look a certain, like I don't look how I want to look, right? Like I know what I have to work on. to get there.
And you're also doing something about it, which is something that's really important, you guys, because yo pienso que por muchos años yo siempre estaba chingue y chingue de que, ay, estoy gordo, estoy infeliz, no me siento a gusto, me siento así, pero no hacía nada. Uh-huh. So it's like, ¿cómo vas a estar chingue y chingue y chingue, pero estás igual como, no estás haciendo nothing about it? So as long as you're doing something about it, guys, if you lose a pound in a month, be happy, be proud of yourself, because that pound will turn into 5, will turn into 10, will turn into your weight goal. So whatever it is, you guys, if there's anything you guys can take from this little convo, is literally don't comment on anyone's body. And you know what? At the end of the day, people are going to still comment, but
I know, dude.
It's chinga like, su madre.
I feel like I can stop everybody, but I can't. Like, you there's always someone. And you know what? I realized that it's mostly like little kids.
Yeah. Ya para terminar esta entrevista, yo te quiero preguntar la última pregunta que le pregunto a todos. Where does Marlene Dizzle see herself in the next 5 years?
Well, in 5 years, I see myself already with a business. I want to, like, you know, do my, obviously create my business and be an entrepreneur like my mom. I always said this. I want to be an entrepreneur like my parents.
Period.
Because they, growing up, they always taught me that anything is possible in this world. And I always had that mentality. So, yeah. 5 years, I see myself with
period,
my
you guys. So, in 5 años.
I don't know si con kids. Don't ask me that. Because only God knows. But, yeah.
Pero si viene un chamaquillo, chinga su madre. Ah, you're a good job.
Te lo voy a dar a ti, Alan, para que lo cuide.
No, but it's good, you know, and it's good that you have that great example of your mom. Yeah. Like, you know what, si mi mamá pudo, not maybe having all the resources in the world, yo que si las tengo, yo que si me he preparado, I can do it. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, my parents didn't have anything when they came over here.
Y tú teniendo degree, tú teniendo resources,
El internet.
Que ellos no tenían, güey. That's crazy. So es para que ustedes se pongan a pensar, güey, que si gente antes lo podían hacer, también ustedes.
And I'm not talking about influencing. I'm talking about the simple fact that Google didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, now you can Google everything. Like, how can I do this? Or YouTube, how can I do that? And before, they didn't have any of that. So that's it's crazy.
So esperemos que, no en 5 años, güey, en unos 2-3 años,
sí,
la Marlene ya tenga su business y que ustedes la sigan apoyando. Okay, so with that being said, thank you so much,
thank
amiga.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Y espero que también a ustedes les haya gustado mucho esta entrevista, porque en verdad, la pura neta del planeta, que yo en verdad que sí me la disfruté. I got to know you a little bit more.
I know.
And I'm like, ya puedo ir a hablar de ella. Ay, ya puedo decir, no, sí, mi amiga trabajó en esto. I'm like, oh, you
knew her childhood.
Yo la conozco bien, amiga. So with that being said, thank you so much for being here.
And thank you guys.
And thank you guys so much for watching. And with that being said, you guys, don't forget to follow Marlene on all her social medias, which I'll leave linked down below. Y también aquí van a aparecer on the screen. And don't forget to follow me so you guys won't miss any future episodes. And with that being said, we'll see you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.